microphone master. The most innovative, understated, put others out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, they love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the fresh. East Coast, worldwide, to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, hype right to the home. Abracadabra, mastery magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the prime. And hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Micromaster, J-Love, place rock, banging and fine.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubsCNN.com. I am Jay Love, and as always, with me is the one and only Star Saxon. And it is that time of year. It's two times a year. There's two things here. One, as we were just talking about, it's Oktoberfest, so I got to go ahead and give myself a little bit of libation after we're done here. But then also, happy early birthday, man, to one of my dearest friends. Happy early birthday, dog.
Good looking, man. Good looking. Yo, dude, I think I'm going to drink a 40 on my 40th birthday.
Man.
I think I'm going to drink a 40.
And you know I'll be out there in the next couple of weeks. So one of the things we might have to probably won't. We'll save it for another visit. But I know, and this is the terrible alcoholic in me that somewhere deep down is, I know where I can get a Schlitz Malt Liquor Bull. In Southern California,
really?
Near my mom's
that
crib.
Billy D?
Yeah.
Billy D?
No, that's the Colt 45. The Schlitz Malt Liquor Bull is
the one that
breaks
Schlitz
through the wall. Yeah, with the bull.
Yeah, oh shit, yeah, man. The fool was coming through the wall. He was like the alcoholic version of the Kool-Aid man.
exactly, man. So happy early birthday to you, man. I want to get in. So we've got a cool episode. We have Nick Pratt, who's going to be joining us again. This is the second time rolling through. And want to start off with an RIP to a singer-songwriter, producer by the name of Kashif. A lot of you are saying Kashif. I don't know who the heck you're talking about, Jay. But Kashif, essentially, what he'd been around for years. He either written or produced for song material for Evelyn Champagne King, for Howard Johnson, for Jermaine Jackson, for Janet Jackson, Barry White, Stacey Ladislaw, Dionne Warwick, and all that stuff. So when I'm looking through, he'd done some stuff with Barry White, Barry White, I mentioned that. But Whitney Houston, and it made me think, Star Sax, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on this. It made me think that I need to play a little bit more music around my kids. Because there have been times, and I'm sure you have this because you dig through the crates and all that, where you hear a song, you hear a sample, and you say, wow, I remember hearing that. I don't know what artist that is, but I remember hearing that on a Saturday or a Sunday or something floating through the house, and it just brings back memories. And so it just made me think about artists like a Bobby Womack or a B.B. King or an Evelyn Champagne King, where my grandmother on my mom's side would be playing blues whenever we would go over to visit and hang out with my cousins. And when you hear certain guitar licks like on the Ice Cube Death Certificate album, there's a certain guitar lick that's from a Bobby Womack song, and when I heard it brought me back. And I just want to know, do you have an artist or two, old school R&B, whatever, it could be rock, it don't matter, that brings you back when you hear it?
Yo, since I got my kids, I've been incorporating a little bit more, let's just say, real music as opposed to hip hop.
Right.
Drives, especially because, you know, some of the shit we were playing be a little too raw for kids that's like three, but actually understand the words a little bit more, start asking, what is that?
Yeah.
So, you know, my mainstay that stayed in heavy rotation is the Definitive Collection of Stevie Wonder.
Oh.
My daughter knows this shit front and back. She get up in the whip, Daddy, can I hear Do I Do?
Woo,
Daddy,
nice.
I want to hear I Just Called to Say I Love You. Daddy, can I hear Sir Duke?
Oh.
And then from there, yeah, dude, she da, 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 da. Yeah, dude, she knows it, dude. Nice. She knows it. And so from there, she got me looking at stuff that I could play in the car with. And so obviously we hit up Michael Jackson, so she's all about the Beat It. She all about the first solo album Off the Wall.
Yeah.
And then from there, she listens to a lot of like soundtracks. So she's like, yo, my favorite composer, Daddy, is John Williams. Can you play the Star Wars soundtrack?
Man, that has to be Star Saxon Child, my favorite composer. I like that.
Good looking, man. And then sort of to wrap it up, she'd be like, Daddy, can you play the Aaliyah Baby song?
Ha!
Ah, So yo, man, I just run with the shit because she's really musical. And she, like, you play that shit for her, like, 3 times, and she know, man, she got the hook already memorized, and she'd be singing that by herself in the room. So, yeah, man, but I got to say, honestly, man, my mainstay is that Definitive Collection by Stevie Wonder, man. That motherfucker got bangers. I would even say probably, arguably, more than Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you. We might have to get some of that in the mix when we do. So we're going to get into a couple songs. We're going to come back, and I got a little question for Star Saxon. Femininity... Or femininity in hip hop and sports, maybe that might be feminine tendencies, or maybe that's just people coming out the closet.
The Odell Beckham Jr. argument.
I'll state my case when we come back. But we're gonna get into Dave East off his new project. It's called Don Pablo. We got Serial Killers, which is Exhibit B, Real and Demerick. Called Die Already, and we got Snoop Dogg, that Super Crip. I was running just yesterday, and I had to put that on my run list. That Super Crip would get you running. So Dave East, Serial Killers, and Snoop Dogg. You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
Bitches call me Don Pablo, Louis Vuitton Pancho, photos with my eyes low, strapped wherever I go. I know. Yola in the bando, rolling up in front though. Toe tag and won't brag about it, now you John Doe. If you need a joint, play the point, Rondo. Tanning out in Cali, El Segundo. Left your baby mama with a mind blown. Took a trip to Cabo, nigga got some work, now he think he El Chapo. Masked up, hoodie low, creeping through your block slow. Trying to find a lick, we can split, get the nachos. Swerving off the Henny, but I'm watching out for potholes. Thinking of them nights, I was stressing in the box, bro. Chiefin' like Danto, only afford McDonald's. OJ, I'm in the Bronco, me and Blanco. Spanish pot, steak and cilantro, El Guapo. Howdy cop the cuatro, coca for your nostril. Shining everywhere I walk, I make the whole block glow. Fly young nigga, get into it, bet your pops know. Hottest in my city, all the judges and the cops know. Call my nigga Gato, my jeans used to be Paco. Baby mother Spanish, nigga fell in love with tacos. I was in Miami up and lived, me and Capo. Man, undercovers in the building, I did not know. I come from the town that's famous for the Apollo. When you getting money, even famous bitches swallow. Hit it from a DM, I ain't even have to follow. Rosé to the face, I ain't never passed the bottle. I'm always sick, I don't never need a doc, no. True dope boy, I'm always looking like I got coke. Bitches call me Don Pablo, Louis Vuitton Pancho. Photos with my eyes low, strapped wherever I go. I know. Bitches call me Don Pablo, Louis Vuitton Pancho. Photos with my eyes low, strapped wherever I go. Nigga got some work, now he think he El Chapo. Nigga got some work, now he think he El Chapo. I know. Bitches call me Don Pablo.
Step right up when you ready. My shot's deadly. Machine gun medley. Had your pound box ready. Blood leaking in your eyes. All heavy already. Say your final goodbyes and die already. I'm out of stress and living like there's no tomorrow. Try and send me to the grave, they try and catch me on a charge. Blew out the garage, police creeping camouflage. But I'm yelling legalize it like that roster be the Taj. Hands up, let me see you stand up for the cause. Don't fuck with the facade, we came to even odds. In the car going weight, aiming unload. From 100 yards away, protect my own, nigga. Cali my home, that's where I roam, it's on, nigga. Respect the boundaries, I get that LA County bounty on your head. And when they catch you, you can't talk it down instead. They gon' chalk you out in red. At peace with my demons, I spent years in the deep. And if I catch you on it creeping, you gettin' smoked like sativa. Street rules we live by, we let them lead us. I let this well run dry before they bleed us. Step right up when you ready, my shot's deadly. Machine gun medley, had your pound box ready. Blood leaking in your eyes, all heavy already. Say your final goodbyes and die.
I will world star you, my nigga. Highlight of the fight, comp. Stomp you senseless. Shoot the witness. Quickness, I'm with the bullshit. Bonafide business in the middle of the street. Double gauge till it's finished. When it's my back against the wall, I don't think I'm making calls. I be thinking, fuck these motherfuckers, I could kill them all. Drill them all full of holes, fold them like a centerfold. Leonardo DiCaprio couldn't play a better role. I'm a killer without a conscience. I'm a
nigga, don't fuck with nonsense. Constantly paranoid, feel like there's somebody watching. The Oxycontin, a bottle of Johnny Rotten and coke, with a shipping and handling charge, with a dick down her throat. Now I'm a force to be reckoned with, chief executive officer, off of the top tier, premier, popular alcohol. And these niggas keep looking, but you can look at this bullet when they pull it out of your face. It's survival music.
Step right up when you ready, my shot's deadly. Machine gun medley, have your pound box ready. Blood leaking in your eyes, all heavy already. Say your final goodbyes and die already.
Yeah, I'm chiefing, but I'm thinking about creeping and send the buster's mama straight over the edge and weeping. And as your body weakens, effect of the poison it deepens. And you're drifting with the Sandman, eternally sleeping. This ain't no nightmare, ain't no wake up call coming for you. See, I'm right here, coming down the hall, running towards you for your heart pump like a fucking kick drum. Bitch, I'll lace you with some bars, make your fucking fist pump. Listen up, you pussy motherfuckers, yeah, we fist them. Twist them like a white girl, burn them till they ash, then I flick them. See, I pick a random victim, stick them in the verse, ticking like a time bomb. Talking to the dog, gotta sick them, I'm the stalker in the night. Taking flight, stay away from me, I'll dispose of your body, then I'll leave no single trace of me. And then I'm out of here, pushing to the next town, blazing up the next round, time to snap a neck now.
Step right up when you ready, my shot's deadly. Machine gun medley, have your pound box ready. Blood leaking in your eyes, all heavy already. Say goodbye,
yo, yo, what up, world? This is her favorite color, BLU, holding it down on microphone masters. You know what I'm saying? Stay locked.
Just Blaze.
Just Blaze?
What's up? What's happening? Big Snoop and this bitch get it cracking. Dickies creased up and they sagging. Gat in the right side, left side flag. Niggas running at the lip again. Got me feeling I'm a trip again. And you thought I wasn't listening? Bitches talking shit got me walking like a crip again. Gotta hit you with the re-up. I'm married to the streets, fuck a prenup. Hey, little nigga, roll a weed up. Drink in my cup, we about to get G'd up. Long Beach on my right side, CPT on my left side. I got Watts in this bitch, B-Dogs from the Jets still screaming out West Side. Long Beach on my right side, CPT on the left side. I got Watts in this bitch, Tiny Lokes from the third, and they screaming out East Side. Bitch, nigga still bang on him. 50 cal shots, let it ring on him. And if a square ass nigga try to get up in my circle, we gon' have to put them things on him. Bitch, nigga still bang on him. 50 cal shots, let it ring on him. And if a square ass nigga try to get up in my circle, we gon' have to put them things on him. Still fuck cuz, ain't no love for him. Tell him come and see me, got a shove for him. But then again, I ain't brainless. I have my little oaks, hit you with the stainless. Still fuck cuz, ain't no love for him. Tell him come and see me, got a shove for him. But I ain't tryna make you famous. I have my tiny locos, hit you with the stainless. Bitch, you know who I be. D-O-double-G, super C-R-I-P. Creeping through the fog and stepping through the smog. And you know I'm high as shit and my bitches fly free.
Who that? Who that?
Bitch, you know who I be. D-O-double-G, super C-R-I-P. Creeping through the fog and stepping through the smog. And you know I'm high as shit and my bitches fly free.
Super click, super click, super click, super click, super click, super click.
It's still 187 if your bitch niggas wanna trip.
Super clean, what? Super clean, what? Super clean, what? Super clean, what? Super clean, super clean, what?
It's still 187 if your bitch niggas need that. It's enough of that to go around. Real G's make the hood go around. Keep the planet spinning on its axis. How was he so hood? How can you ask this? I guess you could say I put in practice. On the strength, under lights, now I'm back, bitch. And even if I'm blown on my own, put the chrome to your dome, make it stretch like a lass. I need my real G's to the left. Bitch, nigga, stand to the right. I need my hoes front and center. Hard on these hoes from the summer to the winter. Spring to the fall, hoes still on my balls. It's the number one nigga from the hood, doggy dog. Still pull up on a nigga when I need to be heard. I'm a killer and a stealer, but I ain't from Pittsburgh. Real shit on the set, I get your whole clip served. Your best observed, but be chalked out on the curb. With your mama and your people singing Super Grip did it. But they won't testify, so we got away with it. Now I'm sitting on my throne on my back phone. I'm talking to Iron Man while smoking some Iron Man. Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. Walking on the cloud with a crip stick cane. I am
super clean, 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 super
7 if your bitch niggas want a trip.
Super clean, super clean.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. So we are back, and here's how I want to lay this out, Star Saxon. There are certain
don't hurt no feelings, Jay.
No, I'm not gonna hurt,
don't hurt no feelings.
There are certain times when you have the little documentaries or whatever that's on HBO Real Sports, where there's a certain athlete that'll come out of the closet and talk about all the ridicule that he had to endure because of that, or how maybe he wished that he had come out of the closet a little bit earlier, so forth and so on, because of the culture within the locker room. And so for a lot of reasons, there are going to be artists in the music world that decide not to. There are going to be athletes that decide not to. And then, you know, there's that one I was talking to. It was funny, my youngest actually said this. There was somebody that came, we were walking by, and there was somebody that they did something very effeminate. And he said, "Daddy, that guy's gay." And I said, he might be, son, but we don't care. He said, "Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, I think that guy's gay." So when the Odell Beckham Jr. argument, there have been so many different videos, so many different YouTube videos or whatever, just footage of him acting very effeminate. Do you think Odell Beckham Jr. is gay? And if so, should he just come out, or is he just effeminate? There's some dudes that are just that way. What are your thoughts, man?
Look, first of all, I don't care if he is or if he's not. It's about the one-handed catches. It's about the 8 receptions for 144 plus 1 TD, especially if you're in the fantasy league with regard to Odell Beckham Jr.
Right.
Now, off the gridiron, the issue with the dude is there's a lot of social media suspect as videos popping up online, right?
Yes.
We won't get into them. Just Google the shit or YouTube the shit, and then you can make your own decision.
Now,
a lot of the stuff is quite frankly eyebrow raising,
yeah,
and just makes you go sit back and just be like, maybe? You know what I'm saying? Right, maybe?
Right.
But again, in the end, ultimately, dude, the shit don't care, because we sit over here talking about having to tell him about is this motherfucker gay or not? Is the dude gay or not? I mean, the entire discourse we're doing right now, this segment, is just a little like, but we got to, dude. Niggas is talking about this shit everywhere, but we got to. Let me just put it like that. So, let's just say, hypothetically, we've been doing this shit, Jay. Let's say he is.
Right.
He stands to arguably be the most recognized sports figure in America.
And a trailblazer in a lot of ways. And a trailblazer.
We'll get there. Yeah. He plays football, not baseball, not basketball. Football, dude.
Yeah.
That is a big difference between football and everything else in America. Secondly, he is arguably the best or the second best wide receiver, you know, respect due to Antonio Brown, in the NFL. So he's the best at what he does.
Yeah.
Is he hypothetically this guy? And then lastly, this matters a lot, dude. The motherfucker plays in New York City, man.
Mm-hmm.
So first and foremost, I gotta believe, you know, aside from San Francisco, the city clearly would embrace this fool, whatever his sexual orientation or preference is. I can't believe we've been talking about this shit, Jay, but if he is, the city obviously is gonna take care of their boy, man. Fashion Week, Met Gala, 125th Street, Brooklyn. The fucking city's got layers of fucking identity on top of layers of identity. He clearly would fit in if he was out the closet in that way.
Yeah.
If he's not, just by you and me, man, who fucking cares? He's just another nigga walking down the street with his hands up telling 5-0, don't shoot.
Amen.
So,
I think that is, yeah.
Honestly, the shit don't matter, but it's almost like a weird, like, sick, entertaining way to, like, pass the time when you come across these weird videos of my man and you just pass them off to the homie like ? What the fuck? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so in the end, it's like we're talking at this from a very like, what's the phrase, heteronormative perspective, trying to fit people in these certain slots of expectations on how they should behave based off masculinity and femininity.
Right.
But it is a whole new era. You got these millennial motherfuckers walking around where they're basically professing to be gender neutral, jegging, skinny jeans,
mm-hmm,
and the whatnot. So let's just say he might even just be a fucking like the alpha example of androgyny and like lack of masculinity. Let's just say contemporary androgyny amongst American youth. The motherfuckers be doing booty dances and shit instead of just doing the gangster two step. Pants is the fucking tight as fuck. Instead of having enough room to let your fucking balls hang, Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. It'd be like two niggas rolling like eight gay males, and it's all good. It's just a different era. Clearly, that's not how we was raised. We actually had to like grow into that mindset. You know, we're clearly tolerant individuals. I could definitely say I probably was not when I was 15.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just a different era.
It opens it up, kind of like the movie from back in the day. So, yeah, it's true.
Yeah, so, I mean, is he or isn't he? The shit don't fucking matter. Does he have some really, like, suspect? Does he have a cachet of suspect fucking videos online? Yes. Are they kind of, like, entertaining to look at if you just go into the videos with the phrase suspect in your mind? Yes. And then if he is, does it matter?
No.
Right. It wasn't entertaining to do? Oh, fuck yeah.
So whatever you choose to do, Odell Beckham Jr., keep on making sure you do those spectacular catches and running those routes. But just something that they wanted to bring up. So in the end,
I don't care.
That's what it comes down to. But it's just interesting. Do you to the fullest extent. We're going to get into DJ Quick and Problem featuring Games called Rosecrans. We have Balance, a new one is called James Brown. And Your Old Droog, which is, I know, one of Star Saxon's favorites, Rage Against the Machine. So Your Old Droog, Balance, DJ Quick, Problem, and Game. We're going to come back with a conversation with Nick Pratt. You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
Got my windows rolled up, cause my niggas rolled up as we riding down Rosecrans. Hit the bottle on the low, look around and make show, cause we riding down Rosecrans. Like when I'm rolling on a bridge, nigga, you know what it is. When I'm riding down Rosecrans, you never know what you gon' see. RP, RB, while you riding down Rosecrans.
Just hopped off the 110, know a nigga smash him. Pulled up on his bitch in a G-Wagon like goddamn. Dipping down the cranes, right on Wilmington, right on Brazil, where me and my niggas chill. Big face, frog dog, badass and Chuck on the dead end street. And bop the nigga, what's up? I brought cake to the hood, brought Drake to the hood, brought Drake to the hood. Nigga, you straight, this my hood. Chuck Taylor, nigga. Hurricane, baby gang, and I rep from the Cedars to Pasadena, Denver Lane, and all my niggas rippin'. From the 20s to the Saints, welcome to Los Angeles. Caught slipping, then your chain gone. They in hoops, down for life. Tell them stay strong in the dope spot of the studio. Niggas be cooking all day long. Just bought a Bentley truck and dropped that motherfucker. And Problem got the weed, hot box this motherfucker. Hell yeah.
Got my windows rolled up, cause my niggas rolled up as we riding down Rosecrans. Hit the bottle on the low, look around and make show, cause we riding down Rosecrans. I'm high, like when I'm rolling on a bridge, nigga, you know what it is.
What you call that thing?
Riding down Rosecrans.
By the
you
canal.
Never know what you gon' see. RP, RP, why you riding down Rosecrans?
Yes. I am the abominable DJ Quick. I'm in here with my boy Problem. We got Game in here, we got Wiz in here. It's a problem, baby. Super Dave. Y'all know what Rosecrans is. It's a long ass avenue that go from the beach to the streets. And it probably ain't got no potholes in it, cause I know they done fixed them. They got money in Compton now.
Crossing over the railroad tracks, damn near got packed out in the canal. Slid out, then got some of the crew, came back like, what's happening now? All of my young niggas going so wild, it's just how we used to be back in the day. Get that away, you ain't got no business inside of Santa Fe, Mark.
Let's get down and lick up.
Cause my niggas rolled up as we riding down Rosecrans. Hit the bottle on the low, look around and make show, cause we riding down Rosecrans. Like when I'm rolling on a bridge, nigga, you know what it is. When I'm riding down Rosecrans, you never know what you gon' see. RP, RB, why you riding down Rosecrans?
Yo, this is Balance, and right now you're checking out Microphone Masters. The hottest music out on the internet. Dope interviews, dope music, introspective questions.
Woke up in the morning, feeling like the man. Balance on the track. Feel like a plan. Got bitches out in London, some in Japan. Willie B got slaps, he a one man band. I be in the back of the club, new J's. Two thick bitches, all in the day. Smoking good purple, fitted like the maze. First place, nigga, gotta stay paid. Independent grind, blow like grenades. C4 flow hard, white, no beige. Lazy flow, ho, mind in the maze. Pimp game, ill, all skill, no fade. Lil B got him, young nigga spot him. Put him in the line, red dot him. Picture perfect photo, girl wanna lick. Ice so wet, made the bitch seasick. Hair did, fit too, feeling like the man when I came through. James Brown, James Brown, James Brown, James Brown. Hair did, fit too, feeling like the man when I came through. James Brown, James Brown, James Brown, James Brown. Wearing every chain, even in the house. I ain't after fame coming in your mouth. Heard it round town like I'm in the south. Freshest shit around, so we dumbing out. Looking for a new bitch all day. Bay swag, all yay. Backseat, faux play. They love a nigga swag, but I'm all gray. Many thoughts of suicide, getting high. Suicide doze, nigga swinging by. 580, sideshow. That ain't my main chick, that's my side hoe. And besides hoe, I be grinding. Manny Fresh, big timing. Front seat, stay rhyming. Put the heat up, nigga stay shining. Hair did, fit too, feeling like the man when I came through. James Brown, James Brown, James Brown, James Brown. Hair did, fit too, feeling like the man when I came through. James Brown, James Brown, James Brown, James Brown.
Never stood online for retros, and I only went to college to get hoes. Didn't even get the credits I was supposed to get. My scumbag friends was the only associates. Word to mother. As a kid, I just wanted that first Rage LP with Dude burning on the cover. Just caught one yesterday as a memento. About to hit him with that Zach De La Hoe speech impediment flow. Hey yo, the track bomb, I'm mellow. Used to rage like Tom Morello. Now I'm a calmer fellow. Don't gotta yell every bar line. Still automobile jack. A cat named Carmine make his car mine. Go from being a car villain to watching James Car villain down in Brazil. Amy Holmes roam hoods like I'm anonymous still. In your project like the human genome. I'm a G, you're a gnome. No more steaming Dutch leaves, holding weed in my fist. What you doing? I'm selling lampers, being an unabashed hedonist. Getting smart off of Rage Against the Machine reading list. Rage, 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 rage.
Your old droog.
Never cared too much for Adolf. For a president who smiled real good and played golf. I get smart getting dome from your mom's G. With phones on, call me Phone Chomsky. When I was 10, I stole 20 out my grandma's purse. Purchased Rage CD with it, said I found it by the church. They was anti-capitalist. Thought it was dope how the lead singer had dreads and rap with a lisp. My mom's caught me Evil Empire tape. Should've threw it down the fire escape. Still forced myself to like it, felt cornered. But the one that I wanted had no shelter on it. Bought the Godzilla soundtrack. Listened to it with headphones that went around the back. Forthright culture, Americana. I wonder what they have to say about Eric Garner. Why did Bush knock down the towers? Why your mans had to climb that tower at the VMAs? From that first album with the burning monk to Renegades of Funk. We love rage, 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 rage.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. Have a gentleman enjoying another conversation with a gentleman that's been on Microphone Masters before. Nick Pratt is back. How you living, man?
Man, what's good, bro? How you?
Man, I need to make sure I send you a piece of paper so I can get your autograph and all that stuff. Big things happening for you, so I can frame it or make sure that I can say I knew him when.
Oh man, don't do that, man. You know, we just steady progressing, man. That's all, man. I'm blessed and highly favored, man, you know.
That's what's up. I wanna get into your congratulations in advance for winning the contest or the challenge that you were involved in. So I want to get into that in just a second. But last time we chopped it up was right around February, and now since then the album has dropped with Manifest Destiny. So the album has dropped. What can you know? Pick out a couple of things that have gone on with you since the last time we chopped it up in February to now, man.
Ah man, so you know, shoot, man, just been out hustling. Just we put out the video to the second single, Elevated. Same day we put out the album. Signed this little licensing deal, man. Trying to get into some little TV and film licensing and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, what else? I mean, hustling, man. We put a little mini tour, a little quick little East Coast tour. It's gonna include the little trip to A3C. We're gonna hit Philly on October 12th and New York City on October 15th. You know, and just really just massive, man. Just trying to keep working, putting out more music. You know, collaborating, new partnerships, things like that. You know what I'm saying?
I like that. There's
steadily trying to build, bruh. Steadily trying to build. You know,
couple things I want to get back to. We're gonna get back to that licensing and that East Coast trip, but let's get into part of the reason why you're gonna be over on the East Coast. You were the winner of the challenge. It was a challenge between it was a Swisher Suite, A3C
Artist Project.
So how did that come about? How did that come about? Because the song that won, now that's one of those I'm riding the whip, and I got the windows rolled down, and I got it cranked to the max, the extra fine joint. So how did that come about, and how did it feel to achieve such accolades, man?
Man, so extra fine. I mean, I just put that out just because I was excited that I had won, you know. So like that was just like a little bonus for the folks, man. Like check that out, because you know that's a little gem we done had in the cut. But I mean, for that, I mean, you know, it's really like just crowd and fan support, man. I had a lot of love, man, you know, because people had to go in and vote, and folks was voting every day, hitting me up every day, sending me pictures every day after they voted. Yo, man, you're killing it. You got 40% of the vote. You got this much percent of the vote, man. The next person is 15 and 19% points or whatever behind you and stuff like that, man. You know, I'm voting every day. I'm telling all my friends to vote every day. We're listening to your album. So, like, it was an organic type of deal, you know what I'm saying? Like, nice. And it was love, man. I was amazed by it, you know, like, because, you know, this is rap, and you know, when you underground, when you low key, man, you don't always be getting all that kind of support like that, you know.
Right.
It took a minute.
So when you
like having these folks really get out for me, that was beautiful. I appreciate every one of them, man. You know.
So you're gonna be out on the East Coast, I believe, the first week of October. So you're gonna be out on the East Coast and taking a part of what they have going on at A3C with their festival and whatnot. But you're also gonna be doing some performances now. So remind me if I've asked you this before, but have you performed on the East Coast before?
Yeah, I have, man. I went to school out kind of on the East Coast, like I guess on the East. I wouldn't say the coast, man. I was in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So it was just outside of the Midwest, you know, but it ain't quite over on the coast just yet, you know, Pennsylvania still. So I went to school out there, so I performed a lot. Like, I got a lot of, like back in the day, I was in a crew, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Back in the day, I was in a crew, and, you know, like, rapping and stuff like that on my own on a solo tip wasn't really something I was doing, because it was like six of us, and so really owning my stage presence and my skill and stuff was out there in Pittsburgh with cats that was from Pittsburgh, that's from New York and New Jersey and DC and Philly and Boston and all these places, you know what I'm saying, that wasn't from where I was from, you know. So it was already just kind of nerve-wracking because I'm coming from the South doing something a little bit different than what they used to,
right?
You know, so getting comfortable was a task, but that's where I got comfortable at, was out there, you know what I'm saying? So when I came out to LA, or when I go back to Dallas-Fort Worth, or when I'm in Atlanta or whatever,
I'm owning the stage because, like, I fought for that stage. You know what I'm saying? I fought for it out there on the East Coast, man. I performed in New York 2 years ago, I think, yeah, 2014, man. Matter of fact, Lady Luck hosted that show.
Nice, man, Lady Luck.
She was wilding on the side of the stage while I was rapping. I ain't even gonna tell you what she was doing. It was a little explicit, but it was hilarious. Because she in a committed relationship now, man. Congrats to her and Samaya. They doing the same. So I ain't even gonna be bringing up her old ways.
Right.
That's my homegirl. I mean, we plugged after that, man. Lady Luck cooled in the mud, but you know she was in there like, man, this nigga from Texas out here rapping harder than y'all New York niggas. What's going on? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was, I get a lot of love on the East Coast, man. I was nervous, man. Big Crit got booed on the East Coast the first time he went out there. You know?
Really?
I was nervous about that. Yeah. His first show in New York, he got booed.
Interesting.
So I was definitely, you know what I'm saying, like, man, I'm about to be in a crowd. There's some people, I know I got about 20, 30 people out here. I ain't even really promote the show like that because it was, I don't know, it was funny coming together, you know what I'm saying, but it was a good one.
Yeah.
I had like 20, 30 people out there, but it was a whole bunch of people out there that I had never, you know, that they never heard no high or low of me, you know what I'm saying? I think the Badu Session Effect just dropped, like, working on the stuff with Dark Matter, man, and I got love, so it was all good, you know what I'm saying? It was definitely all good, man, so I'm excited about going out there. I got a lot of people, man, half my crew from Jersey now, you know, the CSB, man, you know, we all over the country, man. We spread out. So it's a lot of, we got a lot of folks in New Jersey and New York, man. So this New York show going to be crazy. Philly show going to be crazy. But New York's going to be, that's why it's the last one, because it's going to be stupid. You know, we're about to go nuts out there.
I like that. Plus, you're going to be out in ATL. You're going to be out in ATL on the 5th for the... ATL, that's beautiful. I've been there once. And ATL is just a wonderful, wonderful place.
Yeah, man. I never performed out there, but I have, you know, I'm from the South. I got family out there. I done had family reunions out there. I got some cousins that stay out there. You know, I took a few trips out there, man. I'm excited about Atlanta, man. Yeah, I never got to rap out there before, so.
We're going to have to chop it up when, offline, we'll chop it up when you get back and you can tell me. That way we'll get your thoughts on how you liked ATL, man. We were the one and only Nick Pratt on Microphone Masters. You mentioned earlier about just really hustling and continuing to grind, and you mentioned earlier a little bit about licensing. Tell me a little bit about how that next step came about, but then also, are you creating music specifically for possible licensing opportunities or just looking at your current catalog? How does that work for you?
I got plugged with the licensing tip through a show actually I did out here once for a licensing company that used to do like showcases or whatever for like upcoming artists.
Mm-hmm.
And but they were telling me my music had too many samples, so you know, first I was just really trying to get to a place where everything like was
original.
Yeah, original, easy to sell, no problems, no hems, no highs, no whatever. And so I had already just had a line over there, and so they was just waiting for me to have something. And by the time I had something, the guy who I was close with had moved on to another place. But you know, we still had that connection. But I mean, it really goes like working, you know, coming with a project that they can find right off the bat, or a record that they can find like right off the bat that you have ready. But then after they have you on their roster, you know, or have a relationship with you, folks will just hit you up. And I mean, I have, thankfully, because just through the networking and, you know, the continual, you know, growth and success that I've been able, blessed to achieve, man, you know, I get calls from different places about working on songs to be submitted to films, not necessarily all with the same licensing company that I'm signed to, you know,
because nice.
As a writer, you got that freedom to do that. It's not like an exclusive deal, and I'm not like on Warner, Chappelle, you know, Warner Chappell or nothing like that, where I'm out here like, you know, I gotta write for Warner, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can just write. These people are gonna work some of my records, but I can also go to other places and write with other people, and somebody else might work something too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I'm fortunate for that. Like, the company I'm with right now, they signed the album exclusively, you know, so they working all the rights to that. But like, you know, I got an opportunity to submit to a couple of big films that are coming out here recently, or coming out here in the next year. And I'm not, you know, that's not a guarantee that I'm going to be on them or not, you know what I'm saying? But the opportunities are coming. And this is, especially as the game is changing, man, and streaming and sales are getting more and more blurry and confusing, man. Like,
right.
Licensing is like one of the, outside of just show money and like big radio, man, licensing is like one of the biggest ways to make money in the music industry right now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm fortunate to be in this opportunity right now, man, for real. I can't even front.
We're with the one and only Nick Pratt, so we have to not let so much time pass in between next time you chop it up and stop through Microphone Masters, man. So we gotta definitely not let that happen. So let folks know again. So the song that you released, as you know, kind of in celebration for the Swisher Sweets A3C Festival Challenge, that Extra Fine, man, we definitely gonna get into that. But let folks know how they can stay in touch with you. If I'm not mistaken, I believe everything in social media is Nick Pratt Music. That's P-R-A-T-T Music. So it's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, SoundCloud, Nick Pratt Music, correct?
Yep, man. And I'm on Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, Pandora. I got a Pandora station now. I should have said that.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. We ain't out yet, so go ahead before we sign off and get into some Nick Pratt music. So Pandora. So go ahead, man.
Yeah, man. I got a Pandora station, man. You know, and I mean, yeah. If you start grinding and putting out music, you too. If you are independent artist, can have a Pandora station. Just keep grinding.
All right.
But I got one. So tune into that too, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but you can find me everywhere. So please, Nick Pratt Music or just Nick Pratt, whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? It's me.
All good. So we're going to get into some stuff. We're going to come back. We're going to have Nick back again. That's my fault. So it's always good to talk to you. You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
That's my problem, but
let me tell you what my problem be. Tell you what my problem be. I don't give you what you want from me. Tell you what my problem be. Let me tell you what my problem be. I ain't exactly what you want from me. Tell you what my problem be. Let me tell you what my problem be. I don't give you what you want from me. Tell you what my problem be. Let me tell you what my problem be. I gotta keep these levels off of
me. I spend way too much fucking time worried about doing y'all. That shit y'all making might be banging, but that's you and y'all. And my mistake was thinking that I need to do it all. Because I can, but if it ain't right, it won't do it all. I had to cut off the radio and get off the blog. I just ain't feel them songs. How they be getting all the love, but shit, the feeling's gone. They asking me for hits, but that shit ain't hitting for long. I got some country rap soul to get off in your bones instead. So take this to the head. I'd rather get the fruit of life than get all of this bread. I'd rather be enlightened to the ills than to be dead off to the world. Because I chose to fuck off all my time instead. And that feel like my problem be.
Tell you what my problem be. I don't give you what you want from me. Tell you what my problem be. Let me tell you what my problem be. I ain't exactly what you want from me. Tell you what my problem be. Let me tell you what my problem be. I don't give you what you want from me. Tell you what my problem be. Let me tell you what my problem be. I gotta keep these devils off
why
of
the
me.
Fuck
tell
I just can't be me when I'm with you and y'all? Why I always gotta change my views and how I talk? Why I always gotta smile when I ain't cool at all? Ain't in the mood at all. I got emotions, I can't help it, I'm just human, y'all. You don't live like me, you don't look like me. You don't get looked at by police and then get shook like me. So please just tell me how good life be from the other side of that glass window. What that hit for? You see me and my kinfolk looking in close. TV say I can get close, but history say we win, bro. My pop say things and change since 58, but it ain't shit though. Cause they still killing black folks in the street with no penalty. And that's the shit my job on me to bend the crooked lip for. Man, fuck that.
CSB for Mankind. The vote is in, we change in office. Y'all out, we in.
Let me tell you what my problem be. Tell you what my problem be. I don't give you what you want from me. Tell you what my problem be. Let me tell you what my problem be. I ain't exactly what you want from me. Tell you what my problem be. Let me tell you what my problem be. I don't give you what you want from me. Tell you what my problem be. Let me tell you what my problem be. I
as you should, my nigga. Still gripping that wood, my nigga. Still riding up through your city limits. About to pull out your women's, got that big pimpin' in me. This shit is vicious. Gang just like the cane, a nigga slang dope like A-Ball or MJG. Got folks from KC to MKE. Been cold on break beats way before 18. Now I make hits and make hoes scream. They love my voice, they ain't got no choice. Get in they ears and make them hoes points. I got G-A-B, so I'm B-A-G, all them H-O-E's. Real live player, just the way I be. My bank account was negative like my HIV. Now I'm taking fucking trips to the HIV. Cause I got game for a young H-I freak. Slay live beat, swing the lane and grip brain I beat. Smashing dames, I'm Rick James, I think. So please don't send no damn lanes by me. Your baby mama love the way I creep. Might see ya and your son next week. Already taught the little nigga how to rap. Next thing, I'ma teach his ass how to Mac creep. Man, in the whales, but they all shaking till they make waves. That's enough. Shit, I really can't fuck with it. So I'm tipping slow, chucking up 2-1 digits. Ride the rhythm like a swim when I'm dipping with my friends in the Cadillac Benz or the yellow bus. Bitch, fuck this young nigga doing. Wrecking on the mic all day, got him grooving. Ain't a nigga that can give it to me on the music. If a nigga wanna get into it, know a nigga loaded, I'ma shoot it. Know a nigga holding grip a booty like the Tootie, trying to make a little movie in the back row of the movies. Down in Texas, hoes look up to me, trying to rap like they Uzi. Got her caught up in the rapture like Anita talking to me. I think I hear dead people, being frank with me. Think I hear Brad people, been smoking dank. Big weed in my head, mad freak in my bed. Gotta keep some big legs with me, yeah. Gotta keep some big bread with me, got Texas toast. Big chopper at the head with him, wetter than a boat. Girl got me nigga head swimming all up in a moat. Tap hole swimming all up in the throat. Got a couple problems, dollars gotta come to spoke. Sprint niggas try me, probably gonna get exposed. Sooner than later, all the states gotta come up out the grass. But it's hard when it's all getting smoked. Ain't none left, told niggas I can't take one breath. Stroke chickens out like they own live pledge. To the CSB, bitch, I'm fraternity electric.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's your boy Do It All from that legendary hip hop group, Lords of the Underground, 411 Media Group. Lord gang, I'm talking a lot because I'm speaking into the mic. Right here, man, you checking out Microphone Masters. Are you a master?
Still sitting on the porch of my grandmama's house, trying to figure out what this bullshit's all about. A cloud of doubt, see I'm downright flabbergasted. Knowing my time is slipping, the measures are getting drastic. What's told, keep mouth shut, if what you say isn't good. So I speak no evil, as I stare at the hood of my old school. Damn fool, I know she thought it. I'm looking for a break, but the next man that caught it. Since I can't voice this name, I focus on other senses. I try to touch paper, a legal emphasis. Searching for the path, but my eyesight is bad. I'm blind as a bat, and for that I thank my dad. At times I feel like Brad. My mind is playing tricks. Swear cars I pass in traffic are bumping me in the mix. So close that I can taste it, far from expiration. Hoping the path I took leads to final destination. Next stop behind the scenes with Russell and L.A. Reid. Ring the opening bell in Manhattan on Wall Street. The longest journey begins with the first step. The tightest performance begins with the
DJ Khaled.
A divine leader, shine brighter. Bonita, mommy, me, the line sniffer. Never poetic, grind writer, chiefer. Ebony Empress getter, celebrity the apprentice, a devil show. Big up to Africa, Mexico, Hennessy, margarita, venison eater. So dear, spread them here. Don't be acting innocent either. Don't me, relax me. It's only to the nasty. I'm just a phony assassin. A lot of niggas owe me, I'ma tax them. A lot of sisters hold me to something holy and Catholic. Cause the rosary and gold flashing, just an attachment and accessory to my dress code. Now everywhere, all I see is Pablo Esco. Last time I checked, I was still breathing. My neck was still freezing. Now everybody got an Escobar season. To every baby on the album cover existing, this trend I was setting, it came to fruition. I'm assisting to push the culture forward. To all my ghost supporters like a local black-owned grocery store. Cause in the hood, shit ain't passed down through blood. It's a dub on that. We get
government aid. Spending at day stores, putting their kids through college. We need balance so we can lease and own deeds in our projects. So I'm asking G's to go in their pockets. The racial economic inequality, let's try to solve it. My signature fade with a bevel blade, that's a major key. I told her she's smart and loyal, I like that, that's a major key. Start a label, run it, sign yourself, that's a major key. What Tony had on the table, it's like us, we a major key. Still underestimated, every mistake a lesson. Mercury retrograde, so if that planet's been backwards up in the heavens, maybe it's affecting backward niggas who don't be repping lately. I'm playing chess with babies, niggas is nursery. Niggas impersonating, rehearsing me, nothing like me, I'm the first to meet, and that's quite certainly so official. Come get this issue, some women crazy, I like a woman to show me wisdom. These hoes easily convinced to pop they pussy with a loaded pistol. Y'all ain't meant to be played, says the brother with the signature fade. Still pay stacking, new stash. Went from hanging with shooters and clappers to computer hackers. Check the fashion in Monaco, getting ocean mist on my history hats. Cali called me while I was in album mode, so I put it on hold for the major key. My album done, niggas, wait and see.
Classic shit. Timeless. Forever. Iconic.
My signature fade with a bevel blade, that's a major key. I told her she's smart and loyal, I like that, that's a major key. Start a label, run it, sign yourself, that's a major key. What Tony had on the table, it's like us, we a major key.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. As always, you can hit us up, mm at DubCNN.com. Follow us on Twitter at Mike Masters Radio. On Instagram is at Microphone Masters. And follow Star Saxon at Star Saxon. That's two R's and three X's. I am at Javon Love. That's V-O-N-L-U-V. So at Javon Love. And Star Saxon, I wanted to ask you a question. I came across an article. This is something that had been published in the LA Daily News, I want to say, over a year ago, maybe a little over a year and a half ago. And it was an article about the Nonce. And it's a group that for those real underground hip hop shit. Yeah, it was real cool, and it made me think of the, I think the author did a really good job of capturing kind of what was going on in terms of West Coast hip hop at that time. The journalist compared the Nonce to a Tribe Called Quest in a lot of ways, but with the Nonce having a little bit more low end in their music than the Tribe had at the time. And it was just interesting. The Nonce, I wanted to get your thoughts on the Nonce around that time. For me, that was really when I, because you were at UCLA, I was at San Jose State, and I would hit you up all the time about who should I check for. And I remember coming across the Nonce and that black and white video with Cell mixtapes and hearing about the Good Life. And that was, to me, in a weird way, they never got the props that they deserved. Because coming out of the Good Life, you have Volume 10, you had AC Alone, you had all those different groups and entities that came out of the Good Life. But the Nonce, because of if you Google it, the Nonce and LA Daily News, you'll come across the article, y'all. So check it out; it's a good read. And they never got the props that they deserved for different reasons. And I wonder, what are your thoughts on the Nonce? Because when I hit you up and said, hey, I need a track by the Nonce, I got all three projects, man. I got you. What are your thoughts on the Nonce?
All right, first, when you asked me that question, I responded quickly. Now, most cast is going to be like, yo, there's only one Nonce album. I think technically there's two Nonce albums and then one like demo that they like mastered to the best of their ability to like put out as like a third prequel or something like that. I believe one of the joints is Advanced Progression. So let me just put out there, when I saw the mixtapes video, it was like those standard like Rap City video jukebox gutter type videos where it's almost like a camcorder in a bedroom. Yeah. And like that's the fucking focus squarely on the fucking turntable doing its revolutions, and he's in the background all fuzzy and shit. So the Nonce, they basically were the quintessential LA Crenshaw Boulevard underground rap group in the 90s. I believe we had Another Level on the show a couple episodes back, and their little single, What's That You Say About the West Coast?
Yep.
They, for the most part, were contemporaneous with one another. So what they was talking about over like the Westchester area, what the Nonce was talking about on the Crenshaw area. And that's not to say the fucking the Another Level cast went on Crenshaw. I mean, it's just all one area. I mean, it's just, where'd you go to school? Did you get bus from Crenshaw to Westchester, or did you just fucking go to Crenshaw? That's LA in the 90s.
Yeah.
So they put forth a very well produced and a very sonic album called World Ultimate.
Yep.
It was a complete album. AC alone was on that shit. It was about 12 joints on there. When you put that shit in there, that first track, that first jazzy track, yeah, it was like mastered perfectly, and that shit banged hard as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
The subject matter was basically your kid, black kid, growing up in South Central LA, and it was highly removed from, like, I don't want to use the phrase gangster rhetoric, but it definitely did not touch upon those subjects. It's clearly present within the world that they lived in, because look, man, I grew up on Crenshaw's Fossil. That shit was everywhere, whether you're banging or not. It's just your fabric, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's just a really, really fucking good album. Now, as for props, their problem was when they dropped, I think World Ultimate came out in like 95.
I think you're right, yeah.
When that shit dropped, dude, you gotta realize, man, that was probably the like 1993 through 1997.
Right.
Arguably the most creative period in hip hop. Pick your area. Pick Houston, pick LA, pick San Diego, pick the Bay Area, pick New York City. Fucking pick Virginia, man. Mad skills.
Ooh, yeah.
Wherever you were, dude. Common, Chicago, dude. Pick it.
Yeah.
Frankie Cook, wherever you at. That was like the most creative period in hip hop, arguably. And so what you had were people, just imagine if every week you went to go to the record store, you were guaranteed to pick up a classic on par.
And you could just close your eyes and just pick, and you were going to come across something.
You were going to be good, dude. You were going to be more than good. You're talking about some of the greatest albums that were ever made. And so if I recall with the Nonce, now correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure this is what the fuck happened, dude. They came out right around the time whenever the Dogtown shit was coming out. I'm pretty sure that's right around the same time. Like, the lead single for the Dogtown was dropped right when the whole album for the Nonce came out. So what you had was like a re-up of Death Row, right? There were three phases of Death Row. There was a Chronic, there was Doggy Style, and there was Dog Food. And I think that was the third one in the trilogy that came out right when the Nonce dropped. So locally, their shit was somewhat muted out by a more capitalized and more better marketed group. Right. So locally, their shit got drowned out, right? Then from a nationwide standpoint, I think they got like two videos in. They had like they had mixtapes, and then they have bus stops. Right?
Oh, bus stops. Yeah.
Bus stops.
Yeah.
For AC alone. So when the bus stops video dropped, at this time, coast to coast, you got Helter Skelter starting to come out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they got drowned out. But the one that really, really, really drowned them out, that kind of like captured the audience base that they would have had themselves, was a little about 6 months after their shit dropped. And it was just a mic drop at this point, dude. The fucking Fugees, The Score came out.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And keep in mind, man, the fucking first video for Fugees, The Score was the Fuji La. And that was when it was in Jamaica. And that shit was a gutter video, too, for all intents. Yeah. It was just like, yo, get a camcorder, just run around Jamaica, lip syncing the fucking lyrics. And nobody really picked the album up that much off of that. So the shit was sitting on the shelves. Then they did the video for Killing Me Softly. When that shit came out, dude, the whole game was over. The whole paradigm shift in hip hop, dude. It was a paradigm shift in hip hop. And once that album caught fire off the Killing Me Softly video, anything you could classify as like positive rap or alternative rap, alternative to like the gangster predominance, it was over. So a lot of cats who I don't know if they were positive, but they just got lost in the shuffle. And they were one of those groups. So I would say between Dog Food and The Score by the Fugees, dude, they just got drowned out. And then from that, as you mentioned, going back to that article, you know, they had a series of negative shortcomings occur after that that led that group to honestly being a silent local hip-hop martyr, right? just cats that claim they know a lot about hip hop. You know, you got cats that's like 32 years old claiming they know all about hip hop. They don't know about this fucking album, The Nas World. And that shit, man. The mastering, again, getting back to the production quality on that, it was outstanding. You put that shit in there, dude, and it was just like, you were engulfed in sound, dude. It was like a beautiful thing.
Indeed. So, yeah, so maybe we try to reach out to the living member of The Nas. So maybe we'll try to effort that and see what's up. We're going to get into a track or two from The Nas, see what we can come up with. And then also a track from Maje called Worldwide and Raekwon from it's called For the Listeners from the Lost Jewelry album or project. I forget the name of the project. But so Nas, a couple of joints from Nas. We got Maje and we got Raekwon. I'm going to come back with the last words, see what Star Saxon has on deck. You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
On the bus, rolling to the crib, I would get dibs on the seat with my man OJ at Rock Beach from Leimert Park, the 81st. When I got home, this was first. I plugged the headphones in, then catch the break 14 with the system. I was like great on the turntables. I turned labels back and forth and put stop on the tape. Then down the street to 81st place, the kid with the fat face with the fat case for sale. $10 if you was known. I put the turntable down for the microphone. I used to sell mixtapes, but now I'm an MC. I got the rhymes and beats. I used to rock them tapes. I used to sell mixtapes, but now I'm an MC. I got the rhymes and beats. I used to rock them tapes. Back up the world on wheels with the rap contest. I used to try and get mine, cause I thought I was fresh. Sound like LL or Shen with my Roxanne rhyme. It might sound whack, but it was dope at the time. It progressed with styles up the eye fresh. MCs like Ganja K and the rest. Post meter with the pause mix cut. Rocking Southwest College, tearing it up. Money really wasn't part of the rap. Pay was having people start to clap. Getting ready for the break. Your heart starts to race. You was hype, cause I could see it on your face. Yes, yes. The beat is like fresh, plus we had the moves to make the party move. And those were the dudes without making pakes. Damn, I should go back to selling mixtapes. I used to sell mixtapes, but now I'm an MC. I got the rhymes and beats. I used to rock them tapes.
One to the two, 2, 4, and 8, 8. Hit the rewind and move and turn the black plate. Get you a tape. Watch the crew wreck and spin the vinyl till it melt. And get a fat new cassette across the west shore. Spin around with the sound and get choice. Wide a clear voice rock from the ground. Stereo, it's all in the jam. Plus tricks that fix this. Styles through mixes if you're soft. Beginning to end, you can't win. Let the DJ freak pause, then run it again. While you're listening to the hit, it's nice, can't you tell that? The two will steady bring it till we swell. Well,
I used to sell mixtapes, but now I'm an MC. I got the rhymes and beats. I used to rock them tapes. I used to sell mixtapes, but now I'm an MC. I got the rhymes and beats. I used to rock them tapes.
What's up? I just want to give a shout out to all of those who was down back there when I started back in 84 and 85. Yo, I want to give a shout out to my man Yusef Afloat, to my man Ganja K, AC Alone, Jay Sumi.
Relax, put on your headgear. You're waiting, waiting and waiting, but stop debating and release the highs. Just let them fly while I say what's up to grandma in the sky. Let the bass consume the place. I'm chilling in the studio, listening to Ace about platinum hits and how high to climb and how many MCs really can't rhyme. But I get a dime for the wax I press. It's all a mind state that leads to stress. Them evil spirits, but I can't hear it. Like my girl Giant told me, Seth, you got to clear it.
So I release and find my peace through a beat or some shit and dream about hits. I gotta keep my thing on straight, get my head together and wait till I get my share. At least I'm on the air.
Superb, where rhyming is first and the fame is third. So I walk around town with the full cassette, thinking all the times of new ways to stay fresh. Stay so fresh. This is what I do daily. You might see the show and request me. Do an interview and speak about the West, or some whack MC might try to test. Like Seth, I got stress and sometimes I may smoke me a blunt with my man Kwame.
Trying to chill for a minute, just max, forget it. Pulling out your map so you know where you're headed. Hit your destination, take the snooze for a bit, until it's time for your shit. When you get on, you can't wait to bust. Hands waving in the air from dawn till dusk. Then you take your bow, we out now. Everybody goes for the next show.
And a pound at the dough, since the price don't reflect how nice a crew is. I didn't hesitate to rock jams for the kids, clubs, schools, parks, anything to get us a buzzer, make a mark, and try to get on every venue and list. But club owners try to get foul and twist with us. But when I'm fat, I won't back until contracts, hold the papers, hotels, and all that. We're just trying to get on and make a name. I'm rhyming about the pain, y'all. I'm rhyming about the game, trying to. When I think about the bad times, I get upset. I mean, just look at these kids blowing up. $20 for the show, and yo, they can't bust no breath left, no rhyme, styles or flair. So I rock the mic without a care. I mean, I make the crowd wow while I project over piles of head nods. We overcame the nods because of how we flow. So when they clear the hall, I know that we shot.
rehearsals for the next show.
Turn out fine, but I know our castle will never crumble, let alone tumble. People taking shots, it ain't nothing for me to rebuttal, but something that leave you conflicted with affliction that I inflicted. Balling, sitting on a meal is what I'm wanting, and I'm thinking maybe this rap shit is my calling. Till I'm in a coffin, I know I'ma bust flows, I'ma construct those types of words that spontaneously combust and seize these currents of torrential vehement. Behemoth speeches keep unleashing, leaving them grieving over loss. And now you speechless, like how we do that. They heard of my intelligence, now they know I can rap. Here I'm 16, how many times do I gotta say it? I'm in a race against time, homie, I gotta make it, yeah. I'm in a race against time, trying to coincide with these rappers taking my shine. Spit it from my mind, take my time, line for line. Started in my room rapping and now I'm worldwide. I'll be honest, I still wanna go to college, and I ain't tryna bomb that. My palm still got control of the pen, bonafide microphone checker. Think you got dexterity, step up. I'm the definition of mind bender. Honeys feel it deep in their placentas. When there's attention, I'm the center. I can't wait for that cake. My raps allow me to eat rappers off my plate. I'm in the lab cooking. Whoop. Bass got one time. People try to talk shit, they could get psyched on psych. Nah, everybody know I'm not violent. I got my ass whooped like a slave. Not liking, but that's for a different story. This song beginning to bore me. Surely you're feeling the same way accordingly. However, if you disagree, there's still more of me. You ought to be listening to me repeatedly. So until then, farewell. While being a cut like me is foreign beat. In a race against time, trying to coincide with these rappers taking my shine. Spit it from my mind, take my time, line for line. Started in my room rapping and now I'm worldwide. I'm in a race against time, trying to coincide with these rappers taking my shine.
This for the listeners who big business is getting it, living overseas with it. Who get flies and fuck, roll up, drop 100,000 like C niggas. All my jury is custom and it's live from the head to the V niggas. We gon' be getting it, we gon' be getting it, getting it, getting it. Drug trafficker,
bank book from Attica. Max slapper right in your lab. I put the apple on it, dipped in pajamas. To hold the llamas, anacondas, promotional cuts. Niggas with choppers on the roof, panoramic. Elevator lab with a hammock. Wrangler red, coke and cabinets. Flex on the mayor. Slinging in Disney on a layup. Fresh new whites on your payers. Back to this MC and dipped in so many DMs. Taking it back to Baby Beams. Meet me at the manor. Where all my niggas sit back and gamble. Put your house up, buy you a Lambo, and my lady, she a winner. Got a real nigga, my agenda. Cop you everything, give you the VIN number, style more passion. Flashing a general nasty mixed with raw more fashion. This for the listeners with big businesses getting it, living overseas with it. Who get flies a fuck, roll up, drop 100,000 like C niggas. All my jury is custom and it's live from the head to the V niggas. We gon' be getting it, we gon' be getting it, getting it, getting it. Russia connects, showerhead flooded and baguettes. Come live in my garage with the steps. Blue nose pit, the stove costs 100. We trick, money, you funny. Tax right piff, covers is Louis. Pillow Chanel, flowing well. Fish tank gazelle made me skip the Honolulu of France. Maxing with my boo-boo. Between me and you, when it's rap, I'm a guru. Everything we buy is fly, from Fila to Dida. Catch me overseas near the kiosk. 360 B.I.C. on Levi's. Tiger Wood rap version, me 40 meters. Pussy ain't nothing, it's money we want, rolling a blunt. Run down your honey with a gun, yo. Niggas, the bitches, the outside visitors with rap crack darts dedicated to the listeners. This for the listeners with big businesses getting it, living overseas with it. Who get flies a fuck, roll up, drop 100,000 like C niggas. All my jury is custom and it's live from the head to the V niggas. We gon' be getting it. We gon'
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. Again, thanks to Nick Pratt. Always loving when folks come back for the second time because it's great to catch up and see what they've been doing and what they have on deck. So shout out to Nick Pratt. Make sure you support good music. And Star Saxon, before I pass the last words on to you, we're going to be leaving y'all with a joint from Kashif. It's called I Just Gotta Have You. So it'll have an old school 80s type feel to it. So make you go shake your hair from side to side and do all that stuff. My last word real quick. The other day I ran 13.1 miles for the first time, and I'll tell you this much, man, I've done 10 a couple times. Y'all that listen to the show know that I've done 10 a couple times. That additional 3.1 miles makes a difference. Whenever you're pushing yourself further than you've pushed yourself before, yeah, it was definitely something. So I imbibed and had a couple of adult beverages after in that evening. And when I come out and chill out with Star Saxon, I think I'm not gonna try to run 13 because it took me couple of hours plus to do that, but try to run out in that area, and then so Star Saxon and I can chill out and enjoy a couple of adult beverages. So it's on you, Star Saxon. What you got,
Jay? First, fuck the running, nigga. We gonna get you on the fucking bike.
Yeah,
get you on a mountain bike, man.
When I come out there, I'm gonna take a look at yours and take some notes. That's what's up.
All right, take them notes, man. I'm narrating. All right, last words. I'm real excited, not because I'm exiting my dirty 30s, about to hit the big 40. So I'm real excited because I weathered the storm at the end of Daredevil Season 2 on Netflix.
Okay.
And last night, they just launched the new Luke Cage superhero series on Netflix. Now, for y'all those who don't know, Luke Cage is an African-American superhero.
Mm-hmm.
Originated in the 70s. They modernized him in, let's just say, the 90s to be who we got right here in 2016. Luke Cage, superpowers, invulnerability, super strength, and my man done read a lot of books, man. He done read a lot of books. So he ain't gonna fall for the okie doke, let's just put it like that. Right. It's set as it was in the comic books in Harlem, New York. And let's just say I'm very happy to see a black superhero set in a black setting, fighting black villains with assistance from black friends. As my man Rolly out in Boyle Heights put it, yo, man, I think it wasn't until, like, the 30th minute of episode 2 that we saw a white person.
Huh. Yeah.
My God, how did they pull that off? Jay, you got nightclub scenes in this, and you literally have Raphael Sadiq up in there singing.
Nice.
You have nightclub scenes with the DJ is DJing, and you will not believe who the DJ is, homie. D-Nice.
Oh, my name is D-Nice. My wife was there. She said, he cute.
I spit my beer. I was like, that's fucking D-Nice. And then he does this little mix where he does like a he plays a remix of They Call Me D Nice that's like upgraded with the beat, but it's still the essence of the beat, dude.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to play They Call Me D Nice next week. Fuck that. We gotta play it.
That's what's up.
Yo man, the shit is real. It is very real, and the shit opens up with Barbershop Talk about Harlemite's feelings towards the current status of the New York Knickerbockers. And I got Knicks fans, and motherfuckers was co-signing on everything they said. So let me just say right now, my last words are, go see Luke Cage.
That's what's up.
I'm only about halfway in on the shit, but the shit is official. Star Saxon is giving it 4 out of 4 stars. I'm never doing anybody wrong when I give you all my recommendations. So I'm banging down hard on this. Luke Cage.
All right.
This is my last words.
By next episode, I will pledge to be deep into it by then. So on behalf of Star Saxon, on behalf of our guest Nick Pratt, I am Jay Love. Make sure you check out dubcnn.com. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. Always hit us up, mm@dubcnn.com. Until next time, we're going to leave you with Kashif. I just got to have you. Are you kidding? Set
Come turn me on.
Ooh, lover, come turn me on.